I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Grief has turned to anger for some people who had family members aboard that missing Malaysia Airlines plane. Today, a group of relatives marched in protest to the Malaysian embassy in Beijing. They threw plastic water bottles and shouted, "Liars!" Unusual for tightly controlled Beijing, but hardly surprising. Wayne Ma of the Wall Street Journal says the families have lots of reasons to be angry.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things. One is that some families feel that they've been getting different pieces of information every day that are contradictory. And so even yesterday, some families just didn't believe the information. They said, you know, what if today they say something differently? And another issue is that some families were unhappy that the information came out of the Malaysian government first. They felt that because there were so many Chinese on board that China should have announced the information first.
Mm. Give us a scene in Beijing of these families. Are they staying in one place?
Well, there is a hotel that is sort of a staging point for Malaysia Airlines. Yesterday, the families gathered in a ballroom that's been kind of designated a regular meeting room for family members. It's blocked up by security. And they were all in the room watching this news conference with the Malaysian Prime Minister.
Happening in Kuala Lumpur.
Yes, that was happening in KL. And there weren't actually any Malaysian Airlines staff in that room with them. It was just them and 30 police officers who were sitting around just trying to make sure that the peace was kept. Some people got text messages, you know, just minutes before the news conference saying that the plane had crashed somewhere in the Indian Ocean. And so when the news came out, reporters outside, they could hear wailing, screaming, hysterics. Some family members streamed out into the hallways, cried, and leaned against walls. I myself arrived about 10 minutes after the news was announced, and, you know, I found people in the hallways crying. There was a woman being put onto a stretcher. I was actually attacked by two family members as well who were just unhappy with the media presence there.
Wow. So it seems there's been little effort made by Malaysian authorities to kind of manage the whole news flow, which would also presumably mitigate some of the feelings and the emotions in Beijing.
Mm. I mean, it's true. I mean, family members have been through quite a lot. I mean, first they were told that the plane was deliberately taken off course. There was lots of, you know, people upset at that. Now they're being told that the plane, you know, is definitively crashed, but there's no wreckage. And so it's another bout of grief. And then finally, if they ever do find the wreckage, there'll be yet another thing for them to be upset about.
You've spoken with some of these families. What are they telling you?
Some family members, they don't believe it. They don't believe the news. They don't think it's true. I spoke with one mother. Her daughter was on the plane with her husband. You know, it's her only daughter. And the day after the plane disappeared, this mother's mother, the daughter's grandmother, also passed away. It's just a really sad story. That couple on the plane, they leave behind two young sons, one that's 2 years old and one that's 7 years old. And the mother was just, you know, inconsolable. She was screaming at the government. At one point, she thought, you know, this was a huge elaborate conspiracy among countries to hide the information. She was in complete denial. She said she just didn't believe the plane had enough fuel to end up in the ocean. She herself said that, you know, she didn't see any point in living, and she herself wanted to fly a Malaysian Airlines plane and go into the ocean as well. Oh, I mean, it was just really, really, really sad stuff.
Ultimately, what recourse do these families have to address the problems they have with, you know, Malaysian government, with the Chinese government, with Malaysia Airlines, anything?
Well, it seems that the Chinese government wants to make these families happy. I think it also helps the Chinese government save face. So, for instance, today there was this protest in front of the Malaysian embassy by the Chinese families. And obviously, you really can't have a protest in Beijing without the implicit approval of the government. I think it helps the families that the government is on their side and wants to make sure that, you know, the headlines continue to be positive of the Chinese government, and that the Malaysian government sort of gets the blame. So I think, you know, right now the Chinese government is asking the Malaysian government to hand over all the data because the Chinese want to analyze it themselves. And obviously, Malaysia Airlines isn't shirking away their responsibilities. You know, they're letting the families stay in the hotels, you know, at least until further notice. And, you know, they're paying out insurance claims and offering to fly the families to Kuala Lumpur or Australia as well. Although, you know, most of the Chinese families aren't really that happy. They don't really see what's the point of going to those places.
I mean, it's really hard to see where this story goes now unless there's some wreckage found. For you as a reporter, Wayne, I mean, most stories have a beginning, middle, and an end. That doesn't really seem like the story has an end. What's that like?
It's been really tough. I mean, this is probably the worst job that a journalist has. You know, you're trying to talk to people who are trying to grieve privately. And then as a journalist, you know, you have to ask yourself, you know, why are you doing this? I mean, is it really worth hurting people if the only reason you're doing it is to sell papers? And the journalist has to convince his or herself, you know, why it's important too. How can they convince other people to talk to him? And so for me, you know, I just keep telling myself that, you know, I'm trying to put a face on the tragedy. I want people to understand what these people are going through and understand that, you know, this is really a really big deal.
Yeah, and it's still really hard to imagine what those families are going through. Wayne Ma with The Wall Street Journal speaking with us from Beijing. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.